Buckflower remedies in homeopathy. Buckflower remedies are a system of 38 flower essences developed by Dr. Edward Buck, an English physician and homeopath, in the 1930s. Unlike traditional homeopathy, which focuses on physical symptoms, Buckflower remedies aim to address emotional and mental imbalances. These remedies are derived from the flowers of plants and trees, prepared through sun infusion or boiling methods, and are believed to restore emotional equilibrium, which in turn promotes physical health. Each Buckflower remedy is associated with a specific emotional state or personality type. Below is a brief explanation of each remedy. Agrimony. For those who hide their troubles behind a cheerful facade, they avoid conflict and suppress emotions, often leading to inner restlessness and anxiety. 2. Aspen. For vague, unknown fears and anxiety about things that cannot be explained. It is for people who feel uneasy or fearful for no apparent reason. 3. Beech. For individuals who are intolerant and critical of others, it helps foster tolerance, empathy, and understanding. 4. Centauri. For those who are overly eager to please and are easily dominated by others, it helps in asserting one's will and standing up for oneself. 5. Serrato. For those who lack confidence in their own decisions and constantly seek advice from others, it promotes trust in one's inner wisdom. 6. Cherry plum. For fear of losing control over thoughts and actions, often leading to impulsive or destructive behavior, it restores calm and self-control. 7. Chestnut bud. For people who fail to learn from their mistakes and repeat the same patterns, it enhances observation and insight. 8. Chicory. For possessive individuals who often manipulate others for attention and love, it encourages selfless love and emotional generosity. 9. Clematis. For dreamers who are mentally distant, unfocused, or prone to escapism, it helps bring grounding and focus in the present moment. 10. Crab apple. Known as the cleansing remedy, for those who feel unclean or suffer from obsessive behavior about cleanliness or imperfections, it promotes self-acceptance. 11. Elm. For people who feel overwhelmed by responsibility and doubt their ability to meet challenges, it provides strength and restores confidence. 12. Gentian. For those easily discouraged or disheartened by setbacks, it fosters perseverance and optimism. 13. Gorse. For feelings of hopelessness and despair, it renews hope and positivity in life's possibilities. 14. For those who are self-centered, overly talkative, and need constant attention, it helps them become more empathetic and self-sufficient. 15. Holly. For individuals with feelings of jealousy, envy, or hatred, it promotes unconditional love and compassion. 16. Honeysuckle. For people who live in the past and are nostalgic or unable to move forward, it encourages living in the present and letting go of past regrets. 17. Hornbeam. For mental fatigue and procrastination, especially when feeling overwhelmed by daily tasks, it restores vitality and enthusiasm. 18. Impatience. For those who are impatient, irritable, or easily frustrated, it fosters patience and tolerance. 19. Larch. For lack of self-confidence and fear of failure, it helps build self-assurance and courage to take on new challenges. 20. Mimulus. For specific fears, such as fear of public speaking, illness, or social situations, it promotes bravery and inner strength. 21. Mustard. For sudden and unexplained feelings of deep gloom or depression, it restores inner peace and joy. 22. Oak. For strong, reliable individuals who continue to struggle even when exhausted, it helps them recognize the need for rest and recuperation. 23. Olive. For exhaustion following mental or physical effort, it helps restore energy and vitality. 24. Pine. For people who feel guilt or blame themselves unnecessarily, it promotes self-forgiveness and acceptance. 25. Red chestnut. For those who are overly concerned about the well-being of others, it helps cultivate peace of mind and trust in the future. 26. Rock rose. For extreme terror or panic in emergencies, it instills courage and calm during crises. 27. Rock water. For individuals who are rigid, perfectionistic, or deny themselves joy in the pursuit of ideals, it encourages flexibility and enjoyment of life. 28. Sclerianthus. For indecisiveness and difficulty making decisions, It promotes balance and certainty in decision-making. 29. Star of Bethlehem, for shock, trauma, or grief, whether recent or long past. It comforts and helps soothe emotional wounds. 30. Sweet Chestnut, for moments of deep despair and hopelessness. It restores hope and light in times of intense emotional suffering. 31. Vervain, for those with excessive enthusiasm or a strong need to convert others to their way of thinking. It promotes calm and balanced energy. 32. Vine, for dominant and inflexible individuals who tend to be overbearing. It fosters leadership through compassion and respect. 33. Walnut, for those undergoing major life transitions and changes. It protects from outside influences and helps with adjustment. 34. Water Violet, for individuals who are proud, aloof, or emotionally distant. It encourages connection and warmth in relationships. 35. White Chestnut, for persistent unwanted thoughts or mental chatter. It helps clear the mind and promotes inner peace. 36. Wild Oat, for people uncertain about their life path or purpose. It helps in finding direction and purpose in life. 37. Wild Rose, for apathy and resignation, when individuals feel they have no control over their lives. It renews enthusiasm and motivation. 38. Willow, for feelings of bitterness, resentment, or self-pity. It promotes forgiveness and a positive outlook on life. The Bark Rescue Remedy. In addition to these 38 individual remedies, there is also Rescue Remedy, a combination of 5 specific remedies: Rock Rose, Impatience, Clematis, Star of Bethlehem, and Cherry Plum, designed to be used in situations of acute stress, panic, or trauma. Each bark flower remedy is intended to address specific emotional or mental states, and they can be used individually or in combination based on a person's emotional needs at a given time. They are commonly taken as drops diluted in water or applied directly.